This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. I don't care. I don't care if we're on two different sides of the issue. Right? But as long as you want to have an open, honest conversation with me, I'm willing to let you come on and talk about anything. I'm willing to read whatever. Now, if you're a bit of a turd, for lack of a better term, then I am I'm going to be a turd back. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibbs is going to join us right after the first break. And in our second hour, Peggy Grand's going to join us. She's written a book, The President Will See You Now. Now, she worked for Ronald Reagan for years. And she worked very close to him after his presidency. And she's got so much. I mean, her new book is a whole different, it's not non-political, if you would, but it's a whole different view on President Reagan. You may or may not like it. I don't know. But right now, I want to talk about the swamp, the drained swamp. Now, look, there's a heading in Yahoo News. There's an article that says it was a bloodbath, or it is a bloodbath, at the State House. Now, when President Trump said the other day that his administration is, you know, all things considered, is running like a well-lubricated machine, he was incorrect. Right? I mean, and not that he's the only one. Listen, let's be honest about it. He's not the only one that makes mistakes, right? So he said it was running like, no, it's not running like a well-oiled machine. You have problems. The first thing you should have done, knowing, and they banked on this. This was a bad move by Trump. The first thing he should have done was flush twice. Really that simple. He needed to get this stuff gone. Get these people out of there. Anybody who even used the word Obama in the last 2 years working at the State Department needed to go. Get my drift? This is just crazy. So Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, he's cleaning house at the State Department. According to a report, staffers in the office of the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, as well as the counselor, were shown the door Thursday. That's according to a CBS News report. Many of those let go were on the building's seventh floor, top floor bigs, a symbolically important sign to the rest of the diplomatic corps that there's a new boss who has different priorities. The staffing changes came as Tillerson was on his first foreign trip, attending the G20 meeting in Bonn, Germany, as part of a transition from one administration to the next. He says, we continue to build our team. The State Department is going to do what it can to keep things clean. You know what? This should have been done. You know, these people are talented. I get it. Some of them know what the heck they're doing. I get that, too. But when you're working against your boss, see, the left will never decry this stuff. You already know that. Right? Because they think Trump's the wrong man for the job. They think Republicans are the wrong people for the job. They don't care that you've already chosen Republicans across the country for the houses, for the, you know, for not just our house, our governorships. We have a majority of these offices now. So people don't want the basic Democrat, I won't say principles, processes, procedures, policies. Now, this is only the first set of firings. I'd like to see them go through and not just get rid of the higher-ups. I want them to get rid of the rank and file, too. And why they didn't start doing that, what, a week after they got in? I don't know. I would have cleaned... I'm irritated about this because... I got a few emails the other night when I said this, but look at Trump is not perfect. We know this, right? No president going in there is perfect. We know this. But you can't just stick up for these guys because you're afraid of how they're going to look. Because then we are no better than the Dems with this stuff. Right? We get on their case because they won't turn in their people. We get on their case because they won't hold their people accountable. We need to do the same thing. Really. Anyhow. I like this one, too. Are we going to have time? Maybe. Maybe not. Finally, a Hollywood actor's open letter to hypocrite elite friends over their political speeches. You know, when it came to the Oscars and the Grammys and all of that, I should let this die, but I can't. It's making me crazy. But if you stop buying their stuff, if you just take 1 month, don't go to their movies, don't buy their albums, don't buy a record, don't support them at all. And when that wallet starts to lighten up a tad, they may get the message, right? Maybe I'll read this the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Xander Gibb will join me, I hope, I think. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just caught out of my left eye that 68% of the American populace says that the... that why we needed a poll for this, I have no clue. That the press is actually tougher on Trump than they were on Obama. Really? This is like, what do you have, an IQ of 6 to figure this one out? You don't need much. Let me, maybe this guy's got a higher IQ than I do. Maybe he can help me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. And Xander is the host of his own show called X-Rad with Xander Gibb. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Xander, I know you're a Christian, and I couldn't find my Bible to get the building instructions for the Ark. We are having a rainfall in California like they haven't had in 20 years. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, you would think God flushed the toilet and it got broken up there, and it just won't stop.
Well, you know, my theory is that it's because there are so many Democrats in California.
Oh!
Am I allowed to say that?
Look, you can say whatever you want to. These are your words, not mine. Send your emails to XanderGibb at likeicare.com. Anyway.
No, it's XanderGibb at idontgiveacrap.com.
All right, so lots went on this week, right? I mean, you were doing your show every day, so I'm sure you've been talking about a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, lots went on in the news this week. I know he had a bit of a false start. But then when he was out in front of Boeing yesterday, right, and talking about jobs and talking about what he's going to – I think he did a great – I know you want to talk about – probably want to talk about a speech, but I want to talk about the Boeing thing first. I mean, he's negotiating to keep jobs here in this country. He's negotiating to bring jobs – back into this country. He relieved the regulations on coal and so many other things. The Dems are mad at him for reversing all these things, all these wonderful things that Obama did. Is he doing the right stuff here, Xander, or what?
I definitely think he is, because, you know, the thing is that when people are rejecting, it's a clear indication that you're doing something right. And I think that he really, in the last 4 weeks, he's done more than Obama did in 8 years. Because, you know, all of the jobs that Obama said that
Wait a minute. You mean he did more good things, right? Because, I mean, doing a lot of bad things more than 8 years. Yeah.
Oh, of course. I'm talking about good, positive things. I mean, I can't think of many that... You know, I can probably think of one that Obama did, and that's about it. But yeah, 4 weeks in the job, and you think, because the thing is that if people like you, I don't think that that's indicative of that you're doing very well. I really don't. You know, presidents are not really there to be liked; they're there to make a difference.
Well, yeah, and we've seen that. I've seen that. You know, with Mr. Obama, he had a great. Always had a what was it? They even call it what, a likability rating. My God, can you imagine telling Thomas Jefferson or anyone who goes, hey, you know what's going to be really important? Not what you do, but whether they like you or not. You know, if you look good behind the podium, hey, clean that wig, will you? It's got looking a little gray around the edges. Hey, you want to clean that up. I mean, say, that's how
more
stupid.
Powder. More powder in that wig there.
I know. Can you imagine telling those guys that that's what it was going to be all about? That people were going to be not moved by what you did, not moved by how smart you were, not moved by how you were going to be able to push legislation through, but whether or not you were good looking.
Yeah. Well, I've been kind of disappointed of late. You know, all of this fat shaming of people like, you know, President Trump and Chris Christie by the left, and you know, I have it done to me by Democrats all the time. So how come it's wrong and it's bad to talk about how fat Lena Dunham's thighs are, but they can say that the president is fat and Governor Christie is fat, and I'm the fabulous Xander Gibb is fat too.
I'm getting the censors in my ear saying you can't say fat, you have to say weight challenged. Mass challenged is acceptable as well. I'm just listening. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
So hey, there's a new. I know you couldn't get to this because you do your show also just before mine. But there's a new doll on the market now that's being added to the American Girl doll setup. Okay, so they have this Girl Power setup, and they are launching their first boy doll for the Girl doll setup. But it's not really being called a boy doll. He's just part of the community. You know what I mean?
Okay, whatever.
Well, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, you know, what's the big whoop? Why do we always have to play around with this stuff? Why start at that age? Why not just let the kids grow up being kids? Let the kids grow up doing some stupid stuff. You know, we had G.I. Joe, we had G.I. Jane, we probably had G.I. Doggy or something like that. I don't know. Why do we have to do this?
Exactly. I had two G.I. Joes and they lived together in the same house. I don't
know
about that.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, Joe, it's all this leftist BS kind of sweeping the nation. You know, there are things that kids don't need to know about and don't need to talk about, and it kind of concerns me that, you know, I knew a lot when I was a kid, but my gosh, these kids blow me away. You know, they know far too much about far too many things. Isn't it just time to be a kid when you're a kid, and then you find out about other things as you get older?
Yeah, I know. We give them way too much. They have too much coming at them already to begin with, and then we have to throw all this other stuff on them. Look, they don't even know what colors go together yet. Why do we have to throw all the sexual stuff at them? It does make me crazy. A friend of yours, Sally Cohn, wants to know why we don't impeach Trump and Pence so that Hillary will just become president.
Well, number one, she needs to be taught about the process. We had to talk about this on my show today because the snack king, Michael Moore,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically was saying exactly the same thing. And you know, if for any reason Mr. Trump wasn't the president anymore, Mr. Pence steps in temporarily anyway. And the likelihood is that he would take over. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, no. If something happens to the president, Pence is the second one in line automatically from a constitutional level. The third guy in line, it doesn't go back out for vote, Sally. The third guy in line is Ryan. Is the Speaker of the House. And then I got some really, really bad news for them. If all three of those are wiped out, it starts going through the secretaries. The ones that are appointed by Mr. Trump that you guys hate so much.
The ones that they're blocking. I mean, let's hope that, you know, may Mr. Trump live 1,000 years, but, you know, let's hope nothing happens to Mr. Trump or he doesn't step down, because we could end up with Nancy Pelosi.
You know what?
What a thought.
I tell you what infuriates me. I couldn't stand Mr. Obama, okay? I think he was one of the worst presidents we ever had. I would have loved for him to resign. I would never want anything to happen to him. And I said that on a show. I don't want anybody to hurt him. I don't want him killed. I don't want him maimed. I didn't want anything to happen to him. Boy, that tolerant left has a whole different attitude. Hey, we got to go for a quick break.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, for stations and times, head up to the website, pick stations, take a look.
There is. There's so many ways you can make this happen. And again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm just going to bring him right in because I have so much fun with him. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We start our weekend together, which sounds kind of weird, but hey, whatever.
We do indeed.
Yeah. So you do a radio show every day, you crazy man.
I do.
Tell people how to find you.
You can find everything at XanderGibb.com. The show is called XRAD. 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. You can call us. You can join us in the live chat. And we're also on Facebook Live. Come and join us.
Yeah. Facebook has slapped me around today and yesterday. We're trying to get that fixed. Yeah. Nice people. They didn't like something I said, apparently. But what can I tell you? So
I'm not going to go there. I get into trouble. I'm not even allowed to use descriptive words to describe me without getting into trouble.
I know. I think it's, you know, I used to have, Sonia Schmidt used to be on my show, a black Republican woman, and it was funny. She said, you know, all her Dem friends kind of turned on her when she came in as a Republican, and even when she talked about black issues, when she became a Republican, all of a sudden she was an Auntie Tom or whatever you would be called. I know it's an Uncle Tom, but that's kind of weird. She's a woman.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be an Auntie Thomas Senior or something?
See, he gets it. That's right. No problem. Anyway, so they started calling her names, which I thought was really funny because, see, it proves the point that I've been saying for so long. When you're on the far left like that, you know, it's either my way or the highway. It has nothing to do with equality. It has to do with total control. That's the way I see it anyway.
You're absolutely right, and unfortunately, when you do start to, you know, as people know, I hold my hands up. You know, I used to be Democrat. I was a lifelong Democrat, but when I started to question things, they didn't like that. You know, you're not allowed to be out of step with the party line, because if you are, they kind of, you know, make you feel like you don't belong. And, you know, thank God, you know, I had good people around me, like, you know, Dr. Gina Loudon, and you know, yourself to an extent. I mean, you know, I was still kind of heavily involved in the Democratic stuff when you and I first became friends, I think. But, you know, I've evolved, you know. The council counseling has helped immensely.
that's what the donation button is on his website for, to keep him going to counseling. But, you know, you and I are a perfect example. You and I are a perfect example of what we've talked about. You know, if you, not you particularly, but if you want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you know, everything you've been taught to hate for the last 8 years, you can find it on Amazon at my website. But, you know, here you are, a gay man, and here I am, the white Bible-thumping Republican conservative. I'm supposed to hate you, right? I'm not supposed to have anything, and you're a Democrat. Makes you 10 times worse. You know, we can't get along at all, according to them, whoever them are. And you saw something. You reached out to me. You and I got together and talked about it, and here we are a couple of years later. We're friends. And
absolutely.
That's the way it's supposed to work, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the interesting thing is that you know, when I first left the Dems and started to have anything to do with Republicans, because it was always drummed into me that Republicans hated gay people and that they, you know, they didn't want them involved in the movement. Isn't there a way that you could consider yourself a conservative if you were gay? You know, and I stood my ground, and I was just myself. And, you know, like four-plus years later, and I feel like I'm a respected member of the community. And the interesting thing is I call myself a Republican now, and I never could before. But I think a lot of this is to do with the new wave of Republicanism and the new leadership and the way that things are being done. You know, there are no second-class citizens in conservatism anymore. And I think that a lot of old-school Republicans don't like that. But times are changing, and, you know, we have to move with the times.
I think the old-school Republicans don't understand that. You know, it's really funny that you should say that, because one of the guys on a new Republican committee I'm on, he's gay and he's married. And when we first started talking about it, yes, to a man. Sorry, yeah, he is. And so when we first started talking about it, though, he was talking about going in and you know, introducing himself and everything about himself to some of these clubs. I said, wait, slow down. Let them get to know you first. You go out, you speak. You let them get to know you, because if you just walk out there and, you know, do the proverbial, hi, I'm gay, I'm married, and deal with it. Not that that's how we would do it. You know, this, I'm sorry to say there are a lot of old farts out there that are just going to go, okay, I'm done. But once they get to know you and they get to know what you're like, it's a whole different animal. But frankly, that's no different than anything else we do, right? We can either go charging in like a bull, or we can go charging in and be inviting, correct?
I don't know. I think that there is this ideology, unfortunately, within the LGBT, that it's something that you have to push forward. But it's about the difference between whether being gay is what you are or what you feel. And for most people, it's what they are. And for me, it's actually more about what I feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, my wife is shaking her head up and down. So, yes, it makes sense, gender. If she says so, it has to be true. You like that?
I just think
I'm going to be married a long time, buddy.
Yes, you are a very lucky man.
I am a very blessed man, and as long as the drugs keep working, I'll be married a long time.
Yeah, we don't talk about drugs because I run out of Percocet. But yeah, we love your wife on our show. We love having her on. You are a very lucky man, sir.
So,
but yeah, just to expand very quickly on what I was saying. It's about what you consider yourself. You know, I'm a Christian. I'm an American. I'm a human being, and gay doesn't come into even the top 10. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But I noticed that, and you and I have talked about this before. So I've noticed that some people, though, some in the gay, lesbian, transgender community, it is kind of an identifier for them, and I've never understood why. I don't care. I really don't care, and I know it sounds cold, but you know what I mean by that.
No, I definitely do, and I think the part of this LGBT ever-expanding, you know, acronym, part of the kind of philosophy of that is that you have to be in your face as a gay person. But, you know, let's face it, no one likes anybody being in your face for whatever reason, and so, you know, it's gonna put people off. You know, it's not the first thing I want people to know about me. I want them to buy my book before they know that I'm gay.
Right. No, I mean, it's a good point. You come out and say, hey, listen, my name is Xander Gibb. I have a talk show. Here's my book. And by the way, I'm gay. And I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't just even, it even doesn't even fit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Now, see, I got to do this. I just couldn't resist. I'm sorry. So being gay and all, you probably have an appreciation for Ivanka's fragrance sales, right? I mean, fragrances, right? I mean, because, you know,
really, but
gay,
go on.
Gay men are supposed, hey, I watch TV, and gay men are supposed to be impeccable when it comes to dressing and fragrances and hairstyles and all that stuff, which you and I know, as we talked over the years, is not necessarily true. But, hey, I love these boycotters on Ivanka's stuff, because now that they've boycotted her so much that she now is the number one selling item on Amazon.
Right.
When it comes to,
exactly.
Would you just want to go,
I do really, but all these lefties, you know, people like Rosie
O'Donnell
and stuff, saying, you know, all this nasty stuff about Ivanka, and then the next breath they're talking about women's rights. I mean, did they forget that Ivanka is a woman? But what upset me even more than that was the fact that people wouldn't sit next to Tiffany Trump and her mom at the fashion show. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I mean, you know, I have to say, you know, if Nancy Pelosi had a daughter and I went to an event and people treated her like that, I would have to go and sit next to Nancy Pelosi's daughter. And you know, I don't like that woman. So that must say a lot to you about my milk of human kindness, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know that she did it or not, but I saw something go by where Whoopi Goldberg said that she would sit next to her because it's not what it's about, which I thought was, you know, kind of cool. Or maybe, you know, but I did have that thing in the back of my head. I got to tell you, you know, Tiffany is kind of the bad child, right? I won't say the bad child, but she's definitely the one that not lockstep with the others. And maybe that's why they're okay with her. Would they sit next to Ivanka? And Ivanka, if you think about what Ivanka Trump has fought for when it comes to women's rights, they should all be sitting next to her. They should all be wanting to rub elbows with her, right?
Yeah, I can't kind of abide this ideology. You know, I thought that the president's kids were kind of off limits, but some of the things that have been said about Ivanka, even stuff that people have said about Mrs. Trump, about Melania, it's not acceptable. You know, Donald Trump is big enough and ugly enough to defend himself, but leave his kids and his wife alone.
I agree
with
you.
And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
And I don't, and some people know what I'm saying when I say, I bet you Ivanka doesn't own a ripped up pair of shorts. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huber's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more! You can't let me go! No way, Daniel! Yeah!
We are back. I ain't going to school no more. Maybe just a mere fact that said I ain't going to school means I probably should go back to school. I am Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. A lot you can do up there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book. Did I say you could buy my book? Yeah, buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. These are the things that you have been taught to hate for the last 8 years. And I'm telling you, you don't have to hate them at all. You don't have to mistrust any one of those. If you get the book, you're going to see, you might just find out we are closer together on the same items and issues than you can imagine. I want to bring Xander Gibbon with me. He shows up here every, I mean, like bumps into this place every week. He shows up. I don't get it. We got nothing better to do. Xander Gibb joins us, host of his own show called X-Rad. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
You know, we're not giving out donuts anymore, so I don't know if that's going to keep you coming or not.
I'm leaving.
And we might go to cannolis. I'm trying to get a budget for it. It's not working out very well.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Cannolis are wonderful.
You know, I was at a place for, you know, I know we're all over the place all the time, but I was at a place for lunch today, and they came by with a pizza. I haven't had pizza in a little while. I mean, I haven't really good pizza. And they came by with a pizza, and it looked really good when they were coming through the room with it. And then when I saw it, it smelled bad, dude. I mean, it smelled bad. I know cheese is bad, but it smelled bad. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I missed the pizza from the East Coast.
Oh, you can't be New York pizza. When I came back to live in America, I went and had pizza in a pizzeria in the Upper East Side, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what have I been missing? And, you know.
Yeah, you forget about it. You forgot about it.
Yeah.
All right, so there is somebody that you're very upset with that you need to get off your chest, so to speak.
Take your pick. Who are you talking about specifically? There's a list.
Yeah, we were just talking about her. I forgot her name now.
Oh, Anna Navarro.
Anna Navarro.
Anna the Rhino, as they call her.
Wow. So what are you upset with her for? She's just, you know, she's just putting the news out there.
No, she's not. Now, if you go look at her timeline on Twitter, her whole timeline is dedicated to trashing the president. And I wouldn't mind if it's just disagreeing, but she calls his son-in-law, little boy. She says things like Trump will be happier and the Republic will be safer if he's out of the White House doing rallies at airport hangars, build a wall around the White House. I mean, this woman is, I mean, I think the GOP needs to withdraw some membership. I really do. Starting with people like Anna Navarro, you know, calling Jared Kushner little boy. And I just think her whole attitude, you know, referring to Mr. Trump as Trump. I mean, who does this woman think she is?
Oh, you know, people used to go nuts when I called President Obama Mr. Obama, and they'd say to me, you know, that's a hateful term as far as they were concerned.
Right.
And even more, it was because, I don't know if you know this, but it was because he was black. Is why I called him Mr. Obama. Did you know that?
Mr. Obama was black? Oh, gosh, I didn't realize that.
I wasn't sure you knew that. You know, yeah, there you go.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't. Well, I think he was more mocha, but, you know.
God. All right, what's that email address again, your email address? I just want to make sure people know where to send it.
I don't give a crap.
There you go. So you heard, did you hear about the Associated Press Twitter today, the false story? The false narrative that went out said Trump administration considers mobilizing as many as 100,000 National Guard troops to round up unauthorized immigrants. And the left went crazy, right?
Yeah, I just think that people are just so gullible right now. Here's the thing. The National Guard were not put into place to do that in the first place. That's what ICE is for and the INS. And so... To even imagine that Mr. Trump would ask them to do that is ridiculous. But secondly, they wouldn't do that because that's not their job. Stop listening to fake news, people.
Yeah, they're saying that Trump is trying to shut down free speech, shut down the press. And I love how they always bring up Jefferson and saying that, you know, that he said the press was our first line of defense. The press is what was, you know, a free press is what was going to keep this republic strong, and yet the guy that was in there for 8 years, and this is stuff that people don't talk about. You know, most presidents, they have a photographer, and they allow a small group of press people in to take notes, to write about the stories, to write about some of the meetings. Well, the White House stopped doing that 2 years in. They started giving pictures out. They started giving out the narrative. They handed to the press what they wanted the press to have from some of the meetings the president was having. So here you have what has always been, you know, policy in the White House, where they would let a handful of people into these meetings, and then the White House stops it, And then when President Obama, President Trump says, hey, look, you shouldn't be listening in on my calls and putting that out to everybody, all of a sudden he's trying to stifle the press. It is such a double, blatant, in-your-face double standard, isn't it?
There's a couple of things here. You know, number one, you know, President Obama would thank people when they were rude about him or when they were rude about America. You know, if people threatened the country, he would pat them on the back for doing it. And I just think that they're not used to this style of president because he's a take no prisoners kind of guy.
Okay.
And, you know, he's... You know, it's funny because I always laugh at this, but Milo calls him Daddy, and it's interesting that he does, because this guy is like your dad. You know, it's like if when I was a kid, if someone picked on me or said they were going to hit me, you know, my dad would have been there and would have, you know, wanted to, you know, knock seven bowels out of them, basically. And the president is kind of like, you know, this tough guy for America that wants to, you know, make people remember exactly who we are. And I think that that's actually a good thing, because the reason that people mess with our country is because we've looked stupid for so long. It's time to get tough. It's time to stand up to these people. It's time to stand up to these journalists.
Ooh.
And it's time to let them know who's boss, because they're not in control. The freedom of the press does not mean that you get to make demands.
Or that you get to print whatever you darn well please.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, truth is truth. You got, and I think that's why the Twitter account scares them so much. Look, yes, does he tweet out stupid stuff? Yes, he tweets out. I tweet out stupid stuff. But you know, here's the reality.
Oh, I never do.
No, not you. I was going to let you hang yourself. I wasn't going to do that for you. But you know, the thing behind all of that is, look, the reality is the only way he's going to get the truth out there, the only way he's going to get the real narrative out there, is if he tweets first, or if he tweets out what he's actually doing. I think that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Thomas Schmidt was on my show a couple of weeks ago. He also co-hosted, and he said a very interesting thing. He said, if tomorrow President Trump found a cure for AIDS and for cancer, they would still be critical of him for it.
I agree.
And it's so true, because right now, you know, they damned him for defending his daughter. If he'd not defended his daughter, he would have been all the bad so-and-sos for not defending her. So he cannot win right now. So I think he's got the right attitude. He should just get on with what he's doing. He's not there to be popular. He's there to make a difference. And if they don't like that, then tough.
Well, it's like the narrative this week, right? We couldn't get away from, Lynch, right? Flynn. We couldn't get away from Flynn, right? That was the news of the day. No matter what, you couldn't get away from it. Yeah, you lied to Vice President Pence about a phone call with Russia diplomats, right? So he resigned within a couple of days. This wasn't a long, drawn-out thing, right? The left is labeling it as the most dangerous problem that we've had in national security. Now, somehow, Hillary has been relegated to the back of the brain.
Yeah.
She lied to the U.S. government. She lied to the FBI. She lied to the American voters about a server she had in her toilet. Okay? She was selected as the Democratic nominee, and she's labeled by the left as the most qualified person to be president. By those standards, maybe Flynn should have been president, don't you think?
I think Ronald McDonald would have done a better job than Hillary Clinton. Let's face it.
Well... Hey, I just saw a Fox News poll said who voters trust more to tell the public the truth, and 45% say President Trump, while 42% says reporters, and that number's been dropping on a weekly basis. So if these guys really think that they got an in, that they've got a clue, they're extremely wrong. I love it, you know?
So,
all right, hey, we're coming up on the time as usual. How do people find out about you, about your show, about the... I don't know. You got an album up on your. Do they still call it an album?
Yes, we do.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Everything's up on my website, HendrickGibbs.com. The show, the book, the album, everything. If people want to contribute to the show, they can do that there too. Come and join us. Listen to the show, Facebook Live, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Come and tell us what you think.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you being on as usual. You have a safe weekend. Listen, people, Peggy Grant joins me in the next hour. She's written a book called The President Will See You Now. She spent years with President Ronald Reagan. It's a whole different look at Mr. Reagan. It's a whole different way of doing a pseudo-political book. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Remember, you're on Facebook. You've got the restart at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.